Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Friction Quartet is a string quartet dedicated to modernizing the chamber music experience and expanding the string quartet repertoire. They are also the string quartet in residence at Interlochen Arts Camp this summer. We're here with cellist Doug Matches, violinist Kevin Rogers, violist Taya Warbelow, and violinist Otis Harriel. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming. Now, you modernize the chamber music experience and expand the string quartet repertoire in some really fun and interesting ways. Let's talk about those. I think one thing that you do right off the bat that is very popular with audiences is reworking pop music.
Yes, we do indeed rework pop music. We've all started arranging pop music, although Doug, so far, is the only person who has successfully finished lots of arrangements. So most of what we play are his arrangements, and the song that we're going to play by Prince is his arrangement. And it's a really fun thing because you get to listen to the song and figure out how it would work for string quartet, and then also figure out what you could add to it to make playing it as a string quartet make sense, basically. Because you don't want to just play a transcription of the song. You want to add something new to it.
And what is it that drew you to working in that genre?
Well, I think it's because we all have very diverse interests in terms of music. We all grew up in some ways listening to classical music, but we also grew up listening to all kinds of music. Like, I really love heavy metal. And Doug, for a long time, liked EDM and also like punk. So it's we all have lots of different interests, and that kind of shows when we play our music or when we think about arranging music.
And you were drawn to contemporary classical music as well, along with this?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm not a founding member of the group. Doug and Kevin are, and they were very interested in modern classical music. But when they invited me to be a part of the group, which was about 6.5 years ago, I was not interested in modern classical music whatsoever. I thought that it was all the same unbearable stuff. And then the first thing we played together was a John Adams string quartet, which kind of opened my eyes to how different modern classical music can be, and how kind of silly or naive I was saying that I didn't like all of modern classical music, since it's a huge genre, and surely there's something for everyone in it.
And sure, I mean, there are crunchier things that might be intellectual exercises, but there's also a lot of joy and beauty in this kind of composition.
Certainly. And also, I find an interesting thing about listening to the genre as a whole is the more you listen to all kinds of music contained within it, the more that you come to appreciate all of the different genres that are a subset of modern classical music.
And then it seems like you're kind of synthesizing those things together.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also kind of the idea with arranging pop music, is you can put these two things that don't seem to have a lot to do with each other together. And that's also what a lot of composers are doing these days, too, taking inspiration from things around them. And a lot of the things we listen to around us are not classical music.
Although we're going to hear some classical music from you first, we have music from Janáček. Tell us about what the first piece is that you'll be playing.
Yeah, so the first piece is really special to me and the rest of the group as well. But this was like my first piece that I ever heard that wasn't like Mozart, Beethoven, or Haydn. So it was quite a shock to me. In fact, when I heard it, I heard the Takash Quartet play it in my hometown when I was probably 12 years old. When I heard it, I thought, wow, this is modern music. This is pretty cool. But really, it's not modern at all. It was written like 90 years ago. But it was just so shocking to hear something so different. And this piece is interesting, and Janáček's life is interesting because I'm not going to get into the whole story right now because it's kind of long, but his life was pretty complicated and was basically most of his later compositions, which are his famous compositions, revolve around the fact that he had this great unrequited love between this person who was married and himself who was married, and there was also a 35-year age distance. So it's just, he had a really complicated and strange life, and you can really hear that in his music. It's wild, it's passionate, it's obsessive, but it's also extremely beautiful, and I'm just really drawn to it.
This is the Friction Quartet with some music from Leos Janáček. that is gorgeous and very intense and beautiful music from Leos Janacek, the fourth movement of his string quartet number one, performed here in Studio A by the Friction Quartet. Is that as much fun to play as it looks like?
I think so. It's an opportunity to go crazy. Taya's over here saying, I think that's because it's really hard.
Kevin's nodding wholeheartedly, though, because he has to do some rip sawing in that section.
I think Janacek was the kind of composer that really didn't care how hard something was. He just kind of wrote it down because he had it in his mind. And we actually try to encourage younger composers to do the same thing when they're composing. A lot of times younger composers run into these roadblocks where people say, well, that's not possible on the instrument, or that's a little too hard. But if you look at like quartet playing or any instrument playing in general throughout history, basically people have been saying that's too hard, and then the next generation goes and plays it perfectly. So it's always possible. You just gotta try again.
No one can do a quadruple jump.
Yeah.
You know, yes. It is absolutely that way. And you do work with, you're talking about young composers, so you work with young people a lot in general. Yes.
Yeah, I would say that's fair to say.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So we really like working with students of all ages, really. But one of the coolest things you can do when working with students is you get to see, you know, the next generation, whether it be composers, which I think mainly we work with composers, or players. You get to see what's happening, and it's really cool to see potential Beethovens of the future being made and being involved in that process. And it's really great, too, because a lot of the things that we've run into as professional musicians, especially playing new music, is very applicable to students. So if they can learn from their experience, hopefully they can follow the good things we've done and also avoid the mistakes we've made. You know?
But you talk about things being too hard or impossible, and that you want them to set themselves free when they're making this music. What else do you encourage young composers to do?
We encourage them to keep on doing what they're doing, and also we try to give them a little bit of advice about what it's like to be a composer in the real world. Because we've had a lot of contact, we've commissioned a lot of work, so we kind of know how these business type things work. And it's something that I didn't get much of when I was a student, someone telling me about the business aspects of the entrepreneurial nature of, you know, playing in a group or just making your way as a musician. So I find that some of the most valuable insight that we can give students is how to tackle those issues. But we also have the benefit now of having an employee that helps us with that kind of stuff. She's really great. A shout out to Samantha Godoy.
All right. Be like Samantha. Learn the business aspect of your art.
There you go.
There you go. Now, speaking of Doug arranged this next piece of music that we're going to hear from you. Let's set this up.
Yeah, this is Little Red Corvette by Prince.
For a chamber. Oh, I can't wait. Okay. Thank you. awesome. That was Little Red Corvette, performed by the Friction Quartet, arranged by their cellist, Doug Matches. I hear now what you mean about adding something to it and specifying it for the chamber. I mean, this is almost like a fantasia on Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some of the arrangements get pretty out, which we like.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not? You have a cello, you have a viola, two violins. Why not play with them?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we, you know, what's the point of playing the piece if we're not going to make it our own, right?
Right. Well, thank you so much for that. The Friction Quartet, enjoying their instruments very much. And I hope you've enjoyed listening, because I've enjoyed being in Studio A with them so much. Thank you. The Friction Quartet is the string quartet in residence at Interlochen Arts Camp this summer, and we are so happy to have them here in Studio A. Doug Matches, Otis Harriel, Taya Warbelow, and Kevin Rogers, thank you all so much for being here.
Thank you, Kate, and thanks for having us here at IPR.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thank you to Madeline Merwin for production assistance. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.